Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but
Kenny Chesney sing along. Is your artist
every
of the
time
day.
I hear that song.
I like this. Turn it up.
And I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time.
It'd be country every once in a while.
It's all good. I know we talked about Schlitterbahn last hour. I'm not a huge amusement park person, so maybe this is why I just do not get this. But did you see how long people are standing in line to ride the new motorbike roller coaster thing at Universal Studios? It's a Harry Potter ride, okay? It replaces the old Harry Potter ride. Why don't you guess how long people are standing in line to ride this thing? And I don't know how long the ride lasts. Let's say it's 4 minutes.
No, how long?
Oh, you! I want to watch your face when I tell you.
This is for what kind of a ride?
It's like a Harry Potter ride.
Okay.
10 hours. It has a 10.
I wouldn't wait 10 hours at Whataburger.
Hour wait.
How long is the ride itself?
It has to be 3 to 4 minutes. It's a roller coaster. How long can a roller coaster possibly be? Now they do say, and again, I'm not an amusement park kind of gal. So, if you would be the person that would drive, if you're flying to Florida for a vacation, and we're going to go to Universal, 10 hours wipes out your entire day times two. If you're me, like I would never spend 10 hours at an amusement park, period. But let alone spend 10 hours waiting in line.
There is, but. Within reason, you could not pay me enough money to go back to Disney World.
Oh, me neither.
I hated it, and in part, you know, when I was married, Shonda, I don't think had ever gone to Disney World when she was a kid, and so when we went with our two girls, we had to see everything. And that day started at about 7 a.m.
Right.
And we didn't get back to the hotel until about 9 or 10 p.m.
Okay, but
and
can you imagine spending 10 hours of your day standing in a line? I mean, here, if you have kids, who is going to stand in line for 10 hours with you? And maybe these are adults and I'm misreading this. You can't tell a five-year-old to stand in line for 10 hours.
You can't tell an adult to stand in line for 10 hours. I'm out.
Fans who wanted to be the first to ride the new coaster arrived before the sun came up and will be in line until the sun goes down.
Yeah. No way.
Good time. Good time.
Now, they are saying that in the future, they're thinking about coming up with some type of queue system. And I don't know why all parks don't do this. Is it the nostalgia of waiting in line like we used to do for the Orient Express at Worlds of Fun?
Didn't wait for 10 hours.
I mean, I bet I've waited 30 minutes.
Maybe 30 minutes.
Is there anything that you could say you would stand in line for 10 hours for?
Is Phil Lynott coming back to life?
No.
No.
Because I can't think of anything I would stand in line for 10 hours for.
Maybe
the free sandwich for a year from Chick-fil-A. Don't they do that every year? Or is it a burrito? Is it Chipotle that does
I don't
that?
Think it was Chick-fil-A, but I don't think they do that anymore. They did when they first came to Kansas City And people were lining up the night before.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure.
Oh, it was awful. It was crazy. Would I, unless it involves Phil Lynott or Jesus, I don't think I'm waiting in line for 10 hours.
And Jesus has to be in person, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I cannot think of anything I would wait 10 hours for. I hate waiting.
Like if Jesus was going to give a sermon at CORE, okay?
And maybe you'd wait for that.
I might get in line to hear Jesus give a sermon.
Mm-hmm. Not someone speaking on his behalf.
Do you remember, him. Scott?
It would have to be Jesus.
A right. company that got into hot water doing this, I think, a year ago. Remember Build-A-Bear? Remember
yes.
Build-A-Bear was like...
They've changed that, by the
come
way.
Come and get a bear and wait for 6 hours or whatever it was for a free bear.
They changed that.
They're bringing it back.
But with new rules.
Well, like what?
I didn't read the whole story. I just saw that they are going to do it again, but they're going to fix it so that it doesn't become the debacle it was last year.
This says shoppers will need to sign up on the company's website for a chance at a limited ticket.
See?
And if you are one of the 200,000 lucky shoppers, you will be able to cash that in and pay your age. And they're doing it over 5 days.
Here, moron parents, listen to me.
One parent stood in line 7 hours to get a bear for her daughters ages 1 and 3.
Okay. All right. So you're buying a bear for $3. You're buying a bear for $1. Those bears, I have daughters. Those bears cost $20. Factor in the amount of time you're spending in line.
Yeah.
What your time is worth. And then you realize very quickly that you're a moron.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I don't mean to break it down into simplistic terms.
Unless your time is worth like a quarter an hour.
You're a moron.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a picture of that Build-A-Bear thing with the thousands of people in the line at the
mall. Pay the $40, you dumb...
At the foot of this poor mom is a four-year-old who looks like... He has just had enough, and he is just flailing on the ground. And that's the other thing. You're not just waiting in
that's
line.
That's child abuse.
Scott, you're not just waiting in line at Build-A-Bear. You're waiting in line.
At a mall.
At a mall with screaming, exhausted toddlers.
That is, every parent should be arrested. Will, am I wrong?
We're going to have a new Build-A-Bear, and he's wearing striped pajamas. I mean,
that is child abuse. You're a horrible person.
I'm not sure it's straight up child abuse, but it's
damn close.
It's yeah,
it's running the gamut.
See, I could speak more definitively if I had children, but I can tell you that there's just no way in hell you could convince me to do that with any child.
Worst thing your parents ever made you do, go.
Ooh, I don't know.
Like stand in line wise?
No.
Or just anything.
Just worst thing your parents ever made you do. I got one. We traveled from Fort Hood, Texas. I'll never
That's
forget.
That's character building.
It's not. It's back breaking, is what it was. We drove from Fort Hood, Texas, to Phoenix, Arizona, in a Reliant K in 1983.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not a big car.
No, it is not.
And to sleep, of course, nobody wore seatbelts back then.
Sure.
I slept in the back on the floorboard, but it had one of those...
The hump.
The hump in the back.
Oh, yeah. I love the hump. You put your head on it, and then you put your feet by the door.
Mark that.
I was short.
Yep.
She loves the hump.
Mm-hmm.
That was where we had to sleep, was over the hump. And that trip from Killeen, Texas to Phoenix, Arizona... That's a two-day trip.
Probably in keeping kind of with that same thing, and it wasn't their fault per se, my parents were so determined to make it to Denver for our family vacation that we drove in the family van in July from Salina to Denver with no air conditioning.
Yeah, that's bad.
Were the windows down?
Their windows up front were, but the windows did not go down in the back.
Do you have a brother or a sister?
I have a sister.
Okay. Did your parents smoke?
My dad did.
Did he smoke in the car?
Oh,
he
did. Yeah.
He did.
So did mine.
They all did.
Yeah.
No. My dad actually smoked in the house until probably about 10 years ago, and even then it was only because my mom said that the doctor had told her that the secondhand smoke was causing some of her medical issues. So,
Yeah, you're killing me. I'm going to need you to stop smoking.
That was the only thing that got my dad to stop smoking in the house.
You have stumped me, Scott Parks. The worst thing mom and dad ever made me do, I'm really going to
have. You got nothing. You've got nothing.
I've been sitting here in my little Rolodex of memories. I got nothing.
My parents drove us. Not only did we go from Killeen, Texas to Phoenix, I'll never forget the year we went to go visit my mom's brother in New York, but we took the detour route through Florida. Follow me there.
Wait.
That's what I would do.
What were the two points again?
Killeen, Texas,
okay,
which is right in the middle of the state,
sure,
to New York City.
Via Florida.
And we took the detour route through Florida.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, no. Apparently, back in the 70s, airplanes didn't exist.
Not to mention more direct routes via interstate.
Wasn't like Dad wasn't an officer. We could have afforded it. But no, we had to take the 3-day trip.
When we come back, my mom has done some things over the years, including last night, where I facepalm. But it's not like something bad that I look back at and like, why did you make me do that? It's more just like, really? But I got nothing.
576-7798.
The hump.
The hump in the back.
Oh, yeah. I love the hump.
Any chance we can get Dana to say howdy doody on the air?
Howdy doody.
No. It's not the same.
So I told you last night.
You
I
know
had
your
this,
mom's on the
I know. I had this weird thing happen before we bring my mom on. Joe stopped by to say hi to the kids, and he walks in with this big box. And I said, what's that? He said, it was just on your porch. And I know I haven't ordered anything. Like, it's from Amazon, I think. And I'm like, what the heck is this? So the kids are all standing there.
Oh, God.
And I open it, and come to find out, this was a gift meant for my father.
From?
From my mother.
Oh.
For Father's Day. And on Amazon, she didn't click. You know, you just
change the address.
The address you normally send
stuff. She was using your Amazon Prime.
She used my Amazon address because she ships me stuff all the time, but instead of hers. And so I opened this box. And I almost brought it in today, Scott, but I thought we'd get in trouble if I brought it. And I was horrified. And the kids go, oh, Ma. They knew it was my mother the minute I pulled it out.
Big Juicy.
Oh, Dana. It's just a gag gift.
So I'm going to show Scott the picture, and then we'll discuss whether or not I can post this on our Facebook page.
Hang on, Big Juicy. I'm just taking a look at it for the first
time. I'll tell you what.
My word.
I'll tell you what you use it for.
Oh, my word.
If you were to grill out hot dogs or marshmallows, these are skewers for a hot dog, Scott.
They're cute little stick figures.
Well, they are.
Would you like
emphasis on the word hot dog and stick.
Would you like to describe the product, Mother?
It was a gag gift.
Would you care to describe it?
And every day I've been looking for it because, you know, Father's Day is Sunday. And
I know where you can find it.
I thought it was cute. And I just kept waiting and thinking, oh, it doesn't get here pretty soon. And then Dana sends me that picture this morning with that look on her face like she was so disappointed in me.
Would you like to describe the gift, Mother?
Well, it's made of metal, and it sets on your grill, and you put the hot dog on the little guy, and you put the two marshmallows on the girl, and it roasts the weenie and the hot dog.
Where would you put the hot dog on the guy?
Well, there's a little stick coming out from his waist.
Would that be a
there's
penis?
Well, it's just a little metal rod.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That is
it's
a lie.
It's a wiener rod, and you put the wiener on there, and you roast it on your grill. It was supposed to be a gag gift. I had no idea Dana was ever going to see it. I'm so embarrassed.
This is horrible.
There's a female skewer.
It is cute, though. It is cute.
It's something.
Yeah. And did it come in a set? Wasn't there a girl one, too?
Oh, Dana? There's a girl one, too. You put the marshmallows on the boobies, Scott.
Yeah, and the two little marshmallows. You can just kind of make your little s'mores right there on your grill.
You have bought a lot of things over the years, Mom, on QVC. And
I have got to go to my Prime and change my default address.
Really? Really?
Well, I'm glad I didn't order something like some feminine item for me or something. God.
Have you done? Whoa.
I don't want your Amazon stuff coming to my door.
Have you done that in the past?
No, I'm just saying, God, I've got Dana's address because I had sent her and Chris something, and so she was the default. But then when I ordered the little wiener man, I didn't change the default. So
I don't want to be your default. Oh my God.
Nothing.
I don't want to be your default.
I'm so sorry. Because it was just supposed to be a gag, dude. I didn't even think he'd ever use it. I just thought he would think it was funny.
How much was it?
Oh, like $19.
Okay. Well, the children were amused, so thanks for that.
Scarred for life, but amused. Are you okay?
I'm just embarrassed that every time you call me, it has something to do with the human anatomy.
Well, no. I know we're late to the news. Hang on. Let me address that very quickly.
Oh, God, go do the news.
No, that's not about us. That's about you.
I know, but why is it out? I mean, why, if we were talking about this, you know, over, you know, together at a table, but not on the radio. Good God.
Well, then stop sending your wiener skewers to my door.
Yeah. Like, act your age or something.
Well, Dana, at least put the picture on your website so people see it's not real disgusting.
Okay, Big Juicy. It's a metal man with a very large anatomy.
Doesn't it all be nice to have a penis?
What's descending from it, too?
Two very large jugs.
It has balls!
Okay! News
really, Mom?
We'll stare it. Telephone number here is 576-7798. I'm trying to find this story. I think it was in the Shawnee Mission Post, which, by the way, if you don't ever peruse their website, may be the best small-town paper around. And it was about Heritage Park down in Olathe. If you live in Johnson County and your kids play soccer, you know all about Heritage Park.
I lovingly referred to it as the gateway to hell for many years.
So does everybody.
Despised that place.
Let me see if I can find it in here. I'm on the Shawnee Mission Post website.
Is it going away?
Yes, apparently. I'm struggling to find it, so let me go to Coach Dustin's text that he sent me earlier today. I'll just read it off of the phone.
For those of you who don't know, the Gateway to Hell is south of the Arboretum, and it is horribly marked. That was the biggest problem I ever had with it.
Well, so that and it's on like 195th and God knows where.
Way, way, way south on 69 Highway past the Arboretum.
Okay. So let me read this is from the Shawnee Mission Post. The soccer fields at Heritage Park have been idle since October after the Heartland Soccer Association pulled out. Park officials fear that if they don't do something soon, more teams will begin to leave, taking their tournaments, their field rental fees, and the $10 million per year in economic boosting that it gives to Johnson County hotels and retail with them. The headline of the story is Johnson County Parks officials fret about condition of county-run sports complexes.
$10 million?
Well, $10 million in residuals that go to nearby hotels, restaurants, etc. If Heritage Park goes under, bye.
It has been the primary user, Heritage Park, for 30 years for these soccer games. The fields are now idle. The cost of getting the fields up to date was eye-popping. They did a study, and to bring
the
in...
The fields are crap.
Yeah, to bring in our... And kids were getting hurt. I think there were some gravelly edges. To bring it up to date, they were saying $98 million.
What?
If everything were to be done, the study estimated the eventual cost to be $98 million. You had to hike it to get to the fields, you know, usually with toddlers or strollers in tow. The restrooms were horrible. I am not sad to see it go, and we are out of the soccer business.
Well, I'm not.
I don't have a dog in the fight.
Well, I hated
that place.
I do have a dog in the fight, and I can tell you as a coach, and I think I speak for just about every soccer coach who ever had a tournament down there or had to play a game, when you saw Heritage Park on your schedule, your only words were, crap, seriously? Because A, it's so far away. B, it's impossible to find. C, the fields are crap. There, I still to this day have never gone to the bathroom at Heritage Park. You know why? Because I can't find it.
The other thing is I just remember thinking, okay, I'm looking for blue jerseys. Blue jerseys.
Awful.
Well, all of the fields have blue jerseys, and it's very difficult to figure out where the fields are. Is this one or eight? And then it says, if you are fields 1 through 6 or number 4, go this way. You know, yeah. The signage is just terrible.
And Coach Dustin, who I coach with, he sent me this story today, and he tagged it with best news of all time. The rumor or the word that Heritage Park, not Heritage Park itself, it's a beautiful park. They have a very nice lake. It's nice for biking. I know they do some football out there. But if you play soccer, if you have a kid that plays soccer and Heritage Park shows up on your schedule, your eyes roll back into the back of your head.
The district could go ahead and ask voters for a tax rate increase. That, I'm telling you now, that will never happen. Because if you don't have kids who play soccer, you don't care. And if you do have kids who play soccer, you can't stand that location. Here is what I would suggest. That land is a gold mine. Even as far south as that is,
175th. It's 175th and Lackland.
I thought it was the next exit. But as far south as that is, once you are on 69 Highway, it only takes you a few minutes to get to 135th, then 119th, and then a few more minutes, and you're on I-35. So that land is a gold mine. If they would redistrict that, Scott, for residential.
Why don't they just leave it as a park and just not make us play soccer down there?
Because the land is worth too much money.
Well, Dana, with all due respect, Shawnee Mission Park is worth a lot of money. I don't want them to get rid of that.
But this is just flat land where the soccer
fields
sit.
No, that's not true. There is more, and I'm glad you said that, because I've actually come in the back end of Heritage Park. There is a lot more to Heritage Park than just soccer fields. I think most people think, when they think of Heritage Park, they think of soccer fields that are crap. But if you go to the east, there's a lake over there. There's nice bike trails,
yeah,
if you're into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I'm talking about zoning the soccer fields for residential.
But you're not talking about getting rid of the whole park.
No.
Because it's a gigantic park.
No.
The soccer fields only make up the west side.
Zone the west side for residential, sell those lots off one by one, and people will flock to build out there. I do believe that. It's a beautiful area. You say, I live out by the Arboretum. I just didn't want to haul kids there at 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning to play soccer.
It's the worst soccer facility.
And when it's cold, there's no cover. There is no cold like there is fall morning soccer cold out at Heritage Park. I'm sorry that it didn't work. There are plenty of other options around town.
Well, there's the Shields fields, yes, at 135th and Schweitzer.
Oh, the huge fields.
There's Stump Park in Western Shawnee. I mean, there are plenty of places to play. There's one in Leawood right off 435. Not a lot of soccer fields, but a few. there are soccer fields going. By the way, and I only say this because I've coached out there. The new fields that they built in Wyandotte County, over by Providence Medical Center, are off the map good.
Correct. And
I love those fields.
And Heritage Park cannot compete with that. And no one is going to pay $90 million to upgrade those fields. It's not happening.
$90 million? What are you going to do to them? Are you going to
put in turf and a drainage system and all of those things cost
heat
money?
It?
Yeah, well,
I mean, for the love of God, what cost $90 million? I bet you the Shields facility down in Overland Park didn't cost $90 million. That's a tenth of $1 billion.
I'll look it up. I was a reporter when they first opened that park, and I want to say it was $100 million, Scott.
The Shields?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because of the advanced drainage system that they've put out there.
Well, not only drainage, the Shields fields have heat.
Yes. So it can rain or snow for like 100 days in a row. You can still play soccer.
You turn the heater on and the snow melts. We've played in January out on those fields. 576-7798. Somebody says, why don't we turn it into a golf course and a dog park?
Love the dog park idea.
People still play soccer from 2292? You need to wake up.
Yes, they do.
And drive around.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do still play soccer. Talk about first world problems, okay? Fair point. That's a very fair point. 576-7798. We had a full board, and then a bunch of people had to go somewhere else. If you want to get in, 576-7798. We are discussing a story in the Shawnee Mission Post. There is some trouble out at Heritage Park in this regard. For those of you who have kids that play soccer, Heritage Park, 175th and Lackman, it's way out in Olathe. It is literally a gateway to hell. I swear to God. And anybody who has ever had a kid playing soccer, when you see Heritage Park on the schedule, you go, oh, seriously? Heritage Park? They have not held a soccer game, and they have, I think, 20 fields out there. It's huge. They have not held a soccer game since, according to the Shawnee Mission Post, since October of last year. And a lot of people are wondering what's going to become of the park. Because let's be honest, it does host tournaments, and the county, Johnson County, figures that Heritage Park soccer games and tournaments are worth probably about $10 million in local economic impact. Somebody writes in on the text line, you know, this is silly. I will never care for soccer. It's such a sissy sport. For the yuppie Johnson County parents to involve their privileged children in and guarantee they won't ever get hurt. Number one, and I'm not here to defend it, although I do coach it, but I will defend it for a moment. Soccer is played metro-wide. Soccer is not, for young children, boys or girls, is not a Johnson County sport. Okay, let's just be clear about that.
From the text line, some of the best soccer players in the world grew up kicking a rock around a bunch of dirt.
Yes, and I will remind the texter that on the team that I currently coach, half of our players come from Wyandotte County, Bonner and Turner.
We have not even touched upon the injury level out there, and I wonder if this, if you read between the lines, if this has something to do with them saying we have to update the field, Scott.
The fields are horrible.
A friend in the medical community texted and said, you need to look up the injury rate out there, that there is a group of hospitals that primarily handles the sports injuries for Heartland. Injuries were horrific in all caps, primarily due to the inconsistent grass and soil sinking, which leaves huge divots where ankles pop in and roll.
At Heritage.
Which is why they're talking about, yeah, if we're going to upgrade it, we have to upgrade it to turf because it is a more uneven, natural playing environment. But to the texter's point, some of the best soccer players in the world grew up kicking a rock around a bunch of dirt.
Well, that's true. Let's go to Clark in Olathe. Hello, Clark.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello there.
So I had seen on the City of Olathe webpage that there's a plans in development to put a new soccer complex on the south side of K-10.
It's already there.
What was that?
It's already there. My nephew played there about 2 months ago.
So I guess if there's a brand new one, what's the need for the one at Heritage?
There is no need.
Well, let me ask you this, though. There are so many kids who play. There are so many teams and what's the word I'm looking for, Scott? Where
tournaments.
You host the tournament. You are the organization that hosts the tournament. There are kids every weekend of all ages, and I'm guessing adults too, that come into our community Omaha.
Let me give you an example. My brother, his son's team is from Wichita.
Yeah.
They play in Kansas City because the field's up here at Shields and over in Wyandotte County, which is where they normally play. My brother's son, let me just cut the chase. My nephew's team is in Wichita, but they are in a club in Kansas City.
They travel and keep
every
in mind,
weekend.
If you don't care about soccer, you should care about the dollars those teams are bringing in for hotels. They have to eat. They probably shop when they're here.
Hey, Mike.
Hi,
Lawrence.
Mike.
What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Hey.
First of all, love your show, my show. I haven't got paid for my show yet, but I still love the show anyway. my son played competitive premier soccer from out of Topeka for a select club, and we played from the age of 4 till he was about 12. Well, we used to travel out to Heritage Park for tournaments, and he was about 9. He played defense, took a very bad fall due to the ground. It was ruled to the turf, I guess, not an illegal tackle, but either way, blew his knee out, and it really messed him up to where he couldn't play defense again. He had to actually move to goalie, and long story short, he ended up just quit playing soccer because he had that hurt so bad, and to this day, he's 16 now, almost 17, he's like, yeah, that messed me up, man, playing out there.
Someone just ran in. There's teams from Nebraska that play here every single weekend.
That is correct.
My 14-year-old tore her meniscus there, ended her love of soccer.
Somebody writes in, turf is the worst surface to play soccer on. Non-impact injuries to knees and ankles are astronomical on turf. I think if you're talking about what we used to call AstroTurf back in the 80s and early 90s, you're absolutely right. The fields that they have built, I'm not kidding. I've been on these fields 1,000 times in the last 2 years. At Shields, at 135th and Schweitzer, and the new soccer park in Wyandotte County, they are artificial surfaces, but they are fantastically well built. These are not the AstroTurf, which used to be carpet laid on top of concrete that we're used to from the 1980s.
They use tiny little shreds of tire.
Yeah, that's correct.
On the surface.
Yes.
It's almost bouncy.
I actually, if I could go back in time and could be my 16-year-old soccer-playing self, I would rather play on Shields than I would on a real turf field, on a real grass field. I think the fields that they have built out in Overland Park and in Wyandotte County are phenomenal.
And I think it came with a $100 million price tag.
Well,
that's why they're phenomenal.
Somebody said it was $28 million, but
let me look it up.
Whatever. Heritage, you suck. Go away. Newsroom, Will Shields. Will Shields. Will Starrett.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.